11:50 a.m. It's prayer time. As the moderator comes to the end of the first praise and worship session, she beckons the head deacon to pray for the service. Immaculately dressed in pinstripe suit and alligator skin black and white shoes, polished brighter than military dots for an inspection parade, he ambles piously up to the microphone and calls on the congregation to help him pray. His prayer starts off softly, pensively, reverently, but then he hits a note with the congregation by quoting a popular verse of scripture that brought from us amens and hallelujahs and praise the Lord. Energized by our participation, he rambles on and on, dictating requests to God, calling down judgments on sinners, praying for the wayward children, and then he lapses into a confessional of personal failures and shortcomings. The prayer was long enough and dispirited enough to allow the men to catch a cat nap and for the women to suck their teeth and heave a sigh of disgust. In all this time, the deacon continued to pound at the podium, the sweat dripping from his forehead like beads of glue, the white handkerchief passing intermittently across his face like a windshield wiper, and his eyes locked so tightly that if the entire congregation had left, he would be none the wiser. Finally, after 12 minutes, he peters out, says amen 3 times, and backpedals softly to his chair, where he continued to mumble with eyes still closed. 12:05 p.m., it was time for a special song. The moderator then returns wearily to the podium, sighs, and calls for Brother Ronway to render a special song. Brother Ronway was a singing evangelist back in Jamaica who found few opportunities for his style of evangelistic ministry in Toronto. As such, he devolved into a grumpy middle-aged man who never had anything positive or affirming to say to anyone, so much so that at the end of services, people would avoid him. And if they were intercepted by mistake, they were careful to avoid asking him how things were with him. The newcomers who made that mistake paid dearly and subjected themselves to a tale of bitterness, trials, and adversities that eventually culminated in an invective against the church. But from that first encounter, they avoided him like cockroaches that sensed a centipede was lurking in the vicinity. To minimize his discontent, the pastor allowed him occasionally to render a special song. This morning, he testifies briefly about the ominous path his life was heading into when Jesus rescued him. And then, taking a breath and looking at the keyboardist, he eased into his song. He was not a great singer, and that was fine, for we all cheered on our special singers, regardless of their talent. But this Sunday morning, it was clear that Brother Runway was not paying attention to what he was singing. Perhaps because he had sung that particular song so often that he knew it like second nature. And this morning he began to mix up his lines, much to the disgust of the congregation who knew the refrain and eagerly waited for an opportunity to join in. Lifting his eyes to heaven, he sings the chorus. Had it not been for a man called Mount Calvary, and had it not been for a place called Jesus, then my soul will forever be lost. We all knew he had mistakenly interpolated his lines and expected that he would discover the error in the next verse. Much to our disappointment, Brother Runway continued to make the same mistake, verse after verse, as if his was a newer version of the old classic song. This time, the young adults began to snicker, and the news children began to laugh openly, despite the evil eyes cast on them by parents who were clearly embarrassed. Brother Runway left the runway without knowing that he had made a mistake, and of course, no one deemed it necessary to point it out to him. After all, he was evidently happy in blissful ignorance, and we did not want to steal his moment in the spotlight.